My first question is, could you please tell me a story or an experience that you've had with coyotes in Vermont?
Good or bad?
Good or bad.
Okay. I think my most memorable is in 93 when my husband and I started farming. We had dry cows out on pasture, and one calved early.
Mm.
And she didn't come to the barn that morning, so we went looking for her. And she had started to calve with difficulty, and coyotes ate the calf that was stuck in her.
Wow.
And we ultimately had to get rid of the animal, because she, the mature animal, because she was so traumatized, she totally wigged out anytime we tried to go near her.
Mm. Wow. And can you explain why that story stands out or is meaningful to you?
Well, it sticks out because I think I was equally as traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last thing you expect to find is a dry cow. I mean, you expect to find the calf partway out if there's difficulties, or a calf on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And when the back of the animal is covered with blood, and when she peeled away from us to run away when we got close enough, it was a pretty traumatizing visual.
Mm.
You know, we did ultimately get her caught. I think we had to tranquilize her with a vest, and we did get the fetus out, but, you know, that's just not a pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm hoping to, in this next question, talk about coyotes a little more generally. And I'm wondering if you could rank your experience of coyotes on a scale of 1 to 9, with 1 being negative and 9 being really positive.
So I would be 1 to 9. I would probably be a 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain why you ranked your experience that way?
Because I understand that they're essential for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
In keeping the checks and balances within our I don't know if you call it ecosystem or our wildlife. You know, to keep, you know, it helps, in my opinion, it helps to get rid of, you know, sick animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're primarily a predator. You know, so, you know, I understand that they need to eat, and they kind of keep other animals within a check and balance.
Mm.
In the environment.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you. In this next question, I mentioned that I'm a 4-H'er, so I'm really interested in how farmers think about land, the land that they're farming on, and the animals that live on that land. And I'm wondering if you could tell me a story where land, livestock, and coyotes all interacted. And you can think really broadly about interaction here. It doesn't have to be one super specific moment or story necessarily, but I'm just really interested in hearing you speak about a story about your experiences, or just your experiences in general, of how these three things, land, livestock, and coyotes, all interact. And feel free to take your time to think on this one if you would like.
Yeah, that one's... Now, land is important. I cherish it. I cherish the open land.
Mm-hmm.
Love animals. Even coyotes. You know, know, they have a purpose here in our ecosystem. You know, they, I just lost my thought. Now, I don't know that I've, other than the negative, I don't know that I have, like, positives where all three interact. You know, I was born and raised on a farm. My husband and I went to college for agriculture, worked on dairy farms. Before my husband and I bought cows, and we farmed until 07. And I don't doubt that there was ever a good experience when coyotes and cows were present at the same time. You know, the coyotes, you know, they, if there were people around, they'd scare off, but they would also harass animals. I would see that on past, you know, when animals were on pasture. I don't know if I answered that question.
No, that's great. That was a great answer. Yes, you did. And you already begun to have begun to anticipate my next couple of questions, which are just kind of breaking down the components of what you've already mentioned, and what the initial question was. And so I'm wondering if you could start off by talking about land, and how you think about land, and how it might, what role it might play in some of these experiences you've talked about, and feel free to talk about your relationship to land, if you feel like you have one to land, and as broadly as you want, or if you want to connect it to some of the stories you've already told.
I value land. I believe it's very important. I believe we need land to put food on the table. And I believe that we need open land for wildlife. Because if we keep building up our land, that wildlife needs somewhere to go. So they're going to come closer and closer to home. And, you know, I cherish going out on my property. We've got a farm of 126 acres. And I love going out and tracking to see what wandered through my yard. And I don't care if it was a coyote, if it was a bobcat, if it was my own cat. Or dog, you know, that to me is invaluable, or super valuable. I guess I'm a very nature person and appreciate it.
Awesome. And then you talked a little bit, especially in that first story, about how traumatizing it was for you to see your heifer, or I think you said a dry cow, one of your cows who had given birth. And I'm hoping you could talk a little bit about whether or not livestock impacts what's meaningful to you in your experience as a farmer or in any of these stories. And similar to the land question, but what role do you see livestock playing in what's meaningful in your experience farming in Vermont?
I feel livestock provides companionship. a livelihood, a challenge, a greater base to grow your knowledge. Even if you go to school to understand and know what a dairy cow is or livestock, you know, you're gaining credit all through life while you're working with those animals. There's something new to learn every day, it seems like. They provide food. You know, they either provide milk or they provide meat. And yeah, I'm not an artificial food kind of person. I like to know that my meat or my food is naturally grown. You know, so as much as I can be attached to an animal, I also respect the animal to give it a humane killing and slaughter, and I'm okay eating it at my dinner table. But I'm also can be out there in the barn when we had animals, and I could be crying because one of my favorite ones died. You know, yeah.
Thank you. That was a great answer. And then the last in this kind of series of questions is in another similar question, but what role do you see coyotes, if any, playing in what's meaningful in these experiences?
Boy. I see as continue to develop with housing, coyotes might encroach upon homes, be a problem. I see it on my own farm. Coyotes will come right up to our house. We've actually had one. We've tracked them going into our barn, which is now empty of cows. But a couple winters ago, we went out after a storm and we're looking around, and by golly, if a coyote didn't wander into the barn. You know, and I consider us somewhat rural. I don't feel that a coyote has a natural predator. So they're going to have to die of old age, or if they get in a fight, or if they get hit by a car. You know, I am not opposed to shooting a coyote, because I feel there needs to be a balance, and I don't feel that they have a natural predator to keep them in balance. And you know, they can have pretty big litters potentially. And you know, to be honest, I don't know how many litters they can have a year. I've seen early pups and I've seen late pups in the summertime. That'll you know, they multiply pretty quickly. I love seeing them. I think they're beautiful creatures. And I, you know, they're an interesting animal to watch how they hunt. And I gotta admit, I love watching them in snow hunt for mice. You know, I don't know, just the cuteness about it, I guess.
Well, we're almost done. I just have a few really quick background questions about some of these stories or experiences you've had. And I'm wondering if you could think back to that first story that you shared. Could you tell me where it took place?
In Shoreham.
Okay, great. And do you know about what year that story took place in?
93.
Awesome. And you talked about this a little bit earlier, but what kind of things do you like to do outside, or do you do outside, whether it's for work or for recreation?
Currently, I like to garden. Mobon, pike. I've been known to hunt deer and turkeys. Just anytime I can be outside, even if I'm just sitting reading a book. I very much like being outside. In the woods is a bonus. But just playing outside.
Great, thank you. And then, how long have you lived in Vermont?
52 years.
Awesome. And what town do you currently reside in?
Addison.
Great. What year were you born?
1968.
And then last two questions. What is your gender?
Female.
And then finally, what is your race or ethnicity?
Call me white or Caucasian or...